Hello guys, welcome to Let's Talk Millennial. I know I said every day we do podcasting, but today thought of sharing something small. Today I wanted to share about you wanna start? So let's get into starting. So you wanna start something, but you don't know how to start it, or you have ever thought of doing something, but somehow you think you need some huge amount of money for you to start, or you need some more advanced devices so that you can start. Let me tell you, it doesn't matter how you start, just start. And when we tell people start, what do we really mean? To start, it means the moment you have thought of that idea, kindly use whatever you have for you to just commence the idea. Because as the moment you start doing it, definitely you reach a point where all these devices that you need, they will come along. Maybe you'll get a job, or you'll get a sponsorship. And this sponsorship, you know, they have goodies at the end of the day. And when that goodie come, you definitely buy these devices and all that. So today I want to tell you, if you really have the urge to start something, start. How do you start it? Let's take an example. You want to start podcasting. And maybe you look at yourself and you're like, I don't have that microphone, I don't have that smartphone, I don't have, you know, I have a laptop. And what can a laptop do? Actually, you can start podcasting. How? Currently, I don't have a phone myself, but I have a laptop, which is not even mine, and I have my earphones. So I decided, why not start? So I just connect my earphones, and after connecting them, I went and searched for the best app that I can use to do podcasting, because I had the new word in town called podcasting, and I wanted to become a podcaster. So all advice is the same. If you have a laptop and you have earphones, go to Google, search Spotify for podcasters, sign in with your Gmail account and start podcasting. You don't need all these fancy microphones. Along the way, you'll get sponsorships, and then you'll buy the microphone and all the devices that you want. You want to become a YouTuber. That's a first example. The second example, you want to become a YouTuber. What do you need? Currently, maybe you have a smartphone, but you don't have so many devices to do all the podcasting, all the YouTube classic videos like everyone else. I'll advise you the same. Use your smartphone. Just go to Google, search YouTube and YouTube Studio, download them. Use like some video editing tools like CapCut and all that, install them. Start recording yourself using your smartphone, even if it's not bringing out the quality that you want. These devices or these editing video editing apps, they have a tendency of making your video look exactly like the quality you want. Before you commence to buy a new phone and all the devices that you require in your YouTube, start a YouTube channel. Post. You never know who's watching. And when they watch, you get sponsorships, and the sponsorships, they make your channel grow, and then they grow. Definitely, it means more money for you to get all these things that you want. You want to start a business, you don't know how to start it. Maybe you have less capital, use your social media. Download any social media app you know, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Just download, start creating designs in Canva, or post on my wall. You just take some simple designs, you design, you post them using your smartphone. And then, definitely the more you post, you don't know who's watching, you'll get clients. And the moment you get clients, that's money. So it means you have to come out of your comfort zone for you to do that which you think is right for you to do. So I hope this episode helps you in one way or another, because you have to really start. If you have that dream, start it right now. And I'm telling you, in few years to come or few months to come, you start narrating a different story. So it's a bye for me, and I'll see you in my next episode. Bye.